Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right, with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This broadcast is within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is staying in park will get you nowhere. Staying in park will take you or get you nowhere. You have to plan the journey for your life. This is part two of our mid-year checkup because half of 2017 is almost gone. Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 22 through 29. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I encourage you to tune in to Morning Motivation Live with me by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss a day live, the broadcast is posted on our website after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That website is feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. You can also learn more about me, contact me, and hear prior powerful morning motivation broadcasts if you've missed them as well at feelthefire.com. Well, by now, you should have that word ready. Let's eat some bacon and eggs and ham and grits and drink some orange juice. Hot breakfast for our soul. I'm going to the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 22 through 29, and I am reading from the KJV. He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he, which had received one talent, came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, thou hast there that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he has. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Staying in park will take you nowhere. Plan the journey for your life. Plan the journey for your life. This is part two of our mid-year checkup. Now, on yesterday, I started with part one of our mid-year checkup, and I took you to the foundational scripture for this teaching in Habakkuk 2, verses 1 through 4, about writing the vision and making it plain upon tables or your desktop or your laptop or your journal so that you may run with it because you keep it forever in front of you. If you missed yesterday's teaching, go back and listen to it on our website at fieldfire.com so you can also hear Habakkuk, which is in the Old Testament, H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K, you can hear that scripture because it applies to today's teaching as well. Now, on this morning, we are continuing or building on that foundation from the standpoint that it's not enough to just write the vision or memorialize it, but you also have to run with it. And I gave you the example of what happened in the parable of the 3 servants and the 10 talents that we've just read within the book of Matthew. In this parable that Jesus is teaching, we see that a rich man had 3 servants. And before he left to go on a journey, he gives to the servants some talents or some things to do. And he gives to one servant, 10 talents. And that servant multiplies it. Then he gives to another talent servant 2 talents. I'm sorry, to one servant 5. And then another one 2. And each of those 2 servants goes out and they apply what has been given to them by the master so that when that master returns in the parable, the servants have actually doubled what was given to them. In other words, they have been profitable with their gifts and their talents. But when we get to the part that I read, we get to the one servant whom the master had given 1 talent, and that servant did nothing with it. So when the master comes, this lazy servant comes to the master and says, look, I know that you're a man who's always looking to profit from what you've done. You're always out there reaping where you haven't even physically or actually gone out and sown and put in the work. You are someone who's like an investor. You're always looking for a return on whatever you put your hands to. So knowing that, I didn't go out and try to reap you a profit, profit. What I did, I just sit here and did nothing with my talent. So now you've returned here. Take it back. Take back exactly what you gave to me because I didn't apply it. I didn't walk worthy of the vocation wherein I was called. I didn't do anything with it. I didn't make full proof of my ministry. Take exactly what you gave me. And the ruler or the master was upset. He said, wait a minute. You already know how I am. That I seek to multiply what I put out there. If I gave you a talent to sing, for example, I seek for that talent to be used to my glory so that other souls will benefit from that talent of you singing. If I gave you a talent to be able to play sports, if I gave you a talent to be able to speak well, understand what I said now. I didn't say gifts. These are talents. Because the gifts of God are different. Some have the gifts of helps or exhortation. Those are the gifts. But these are your talents. If I gave you a talent to speak well, to write well, whatever it is that I gave to you, I expected that that talent was to be applied in such a way that souls would be saved. It would multiply or exponentiate the kingdom of God so that when I return, to you, not just when I return for eternal judgment, but when I return to you individually, you, yes, you who's listening to this broadcast right now, or when he returns to me, Rossi, to take accounting of the inventory of what I have produced to expand the kingdom through the application of the talents wherein he has given me, he is expecting to see multiplication because that allows his purpose of souls being added to the kingdom to have been effectuated in the earth. So then this servant says, hey, I didn't do anything with this stuff. I just sat on it. I just buried it in the ground. Why am I going to sit out there and worry about whether the talent is applied so that you benefit from it or others benefit? No, I just sat here and waited till you came to call my name and gave it back to you. So the master says, look, even if you were not going to individually apply it, you could have at least placed it in the bank. Because even in the bank, even in the storehouse, for example, it will have accrued interest so that it still would have multiplied. Even if you lazy, slothful servant, weren't going to go out and witness or evangelize or help others and be a missionary, even if you weren't going to do anything with your talent, the least you could do is give to the church or give to a charity, pay tithe and offering so that those other people could still utilize the talent, or so that even then the money could be put to use to multiply the kingdom. You see, staying in park, never switching gears, will get you nowhere. You must plan the journey for your life. And then that takes us to that foundational scripture in Habakkuk 2, 1 and 4, wherein I wanted to just very briefly teach you how to plan out the journey. I told you on yesterday that in writing the vision, there are five factors which you must include in that written goal. They are spiritual, relational, which include your family, professional, financial, your health, and recreation. And that in including that, your vision should be one overarching statement. In other words, it shouldn't be five different visions. This is how you end up with confusion or really overwhelming yourself, because it's very hard to do anything when the foundation is divided. Any house divided against itself, any plan divided against itself, any inconsistent vision cannot come to fruition holistically and with peace, because it is at odds with one another. Whether it be the vision that you plan, which is in opposition to the vision that your wife or husband memorializes, or which is in opposition to what your children are planning, and all of you reside in the same household. Things that come in and gender strife, arguments, division, D-I-V-I-S-O-N, instead of division, T-H-E-V-I-S-I-O-N, cannot be accomplished because they're inconsistent. So in writing the vision, it is important that you tackle these five components, and that you're able, after prayer, supplication, fasting, and collaboration with those in your household, to develop this into one vision statement. Now, here was my vision statement for 2017 that I planned out in December of 2016. That I am, notice I didn't say I will be, I am. I'm speaking those things that are not into existence, and I am making this a declarative decree instead of a potential contingency or possibility. As I speak it, so shall it be. I am a multimillionaire, happily married, effective minister of the gospel, and advocate of criminal justice reform, and reconciliator of my family, who will take at least three major trips this year. I am a multimillionaire, that went toward financial, happily married, went toward the relational component, because relational includes family, and also spiritual, because it takes spiritual submission to accomplish a happy marriage. Effective minister of the gospel, I am an evangelist, that's spiritual as well as relational, because that included ministering to my family and friends. An advocate of criminal justice reform, that's professional. I am an attorney. Criminal defense is one of my main practice areas. And reconciliator of my family, relational and spiritual, who will take at least three major trips next year. That's recreational and my health, because I have to be healthy to do so. So here we are at the mid year of 2017. I'm not yet a multimillionaire, but I am definitely on my way. You will hear me be able to make that declaration before the end of this year. Happily married, not yet married, but God knows that's on his way, effective minister of the gospel. I have witnessed to souls this year. I have held revivals this year. I sow seeds of tithe and offering. I give. I conduct this broadcast. Souls are being changed. That makes me an effective minister of the gospel, not just a present one who's going places, but am I effective? Are souls being saved and lives being changed? This is important because you must be able to evaluate the goal. Advocate of criminal justice reform. I talked about that yesterday. Please listen to that broadcast in relation to a lot of the things I do for my clients, and I also participate in legal redress for our local NAACP and have participated with the state NAACP special counsel in drafting resolutions in relation to criminal justice reform. Reconciliator of my family, I do this almost daily, but I had a great opportunity and privilege to serve my family when I was in Texas for my nephew's graduation, and I did so. Who will take at least 3 major trips? I already have those planned. The National NAACP Conference in July. I have a trip already planned to the Bahamas this year. And I will be going to the National Church of God in Christ or COJIC convention in November. Those are the least things. But had I not planned it out, had I not written the vision down, I wouldn't be at this point because I constantly go back to this. It's written out and there are bullet points underneath it as to what I must do on a weekly or monthly basis to get there. They're not 10 or 12 different things. They're just 2 or 3 bullets for every one of those areas. And I go back weekly and definitely at least monthly, and I check my vision statement to make sure that I am on track, because staying in park, doing nothing, never shifting gears, never putting my foot on the accelerator and pressing down will take me nowhere, will get me nowhere. I will be like that slothful, lazy servant sitting there just waiting for the master to come back and have not expanded the kingdom, have not improved my life, have not done anything on the bucket list, have not even created a bucket list, live my whole life as a subpar, below average, not even ordinary life, only for my tombstone to be put in place with nothing on it. I have an obituary that would be blank, nothing but your name and your historical pedigree and genealogy, because you accomplished nothing. Nobody who can stand up when they say we're giving everybody 2 minutes and say anything, but, oh, I knew her when she was a kid, because you didn't do anything. Staying in park will get you nowhere. Our time is run. Let's get ready to go into prayer. This is some good teaching. You better really get your life on track. Do something, everyone. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask you to create in us a clean heart. Father, we just thank you this morning. You're such a mighty, mighty good God. Lord, help us not to be like the lazy servant who did nothing with the talent, nothing with the gifts, nothing with the money, nothing with the education, nothing with the influence, nothing with the pedigree that you've given us. Help us not to be people who don't bring about any positive change in anyone's lives, including our own lives, who just drift through life aimlessly, saying, well, whatever God's will is, it'll happen, which is in opposition to the word you just gave us in Habakkuk 2:1-4, to write the vision, make it plain, and then run with it, not stand still, not be stagnant, but to run with it, which is in opposition to faith without works is dead, which is in opposition to the parable Jesus just gave us in Matthew in regard to that lazy, slothful servant who did nothing with what you have given us. But help us to be those who win souls, those who change lives, those who utilize the talents and the giftings you have given us to the best of our abilities, so that when you call our names, we will have multiplied the kingdom of God. Help us, God, to sit down and write the vision. And if we have written it, help us not to just throw it aside somewhere and not go back to it, but help that thing to be like a law which is before us in our frontal lobe, in our brains, that we go back and to refer to make sure that we are not operating illegally in the kingdom while we are here in physical form on earth, so that when we have that accounting, the prosecutor cannot come and press formal charges against us for the illegality of us having remained in the earth and having done nothing with what you have given us. We do not want to be convicted of the crime of having done nothing to exponentiate, to multiply, or to add to the kingdom of God. Help us, Lord. Help us to write the vision. And help us to make it plain. And help us to run with it. Help us to get our lives into gear. Help us to get out of park. Help us to drive, Lord, the journey of life, going toward the eternal destination of heaven, but understanding that even while we are here on earth, life, victorious life, is here for us, for our families, for our friends, for those we love, if we will get ourselves into gear and stay stagnant no longer. It is within the name of Jesus that we all pray and come into agreement. Let everyone listening to this broadcast say amen. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. Magnify him. Magnify him that you are not stagnant, that you will no longer be in park, and that even if you have been in drive, you will not be driving aimlessly, always visiting only the same destinations, always driving only that same route, always only going to the same places, but you will allow the Lord to expand your territory spiritually, relationally, professionally, financially, recreationally, and in health, because you will write the vision and then you will run with it. In Jesus' name, oh, magnify him. Our time has run out. So I will tell you our topic for this morning is staying in park will take you nowhere. Plan the journey for your life. Plan, P-L-A-N, you, and you. Plan the journey for your life. Your task and my task for today is to write that vision. Make sure you only have one overarching statement. If you've already written your vision and it's multiple statements, go back and fix it. It's too much. It's too convoluted. And if you already have that and you're in drive, I need you to make sure that you're going where you're supposed to be going. You should be able to look at that vision and those bullet points, and you should be on track. If not, get on track. Souls are depending on you. All right, I love you. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Go share this broadcast with others. It'll be on fieldbefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern. Get that time here. Go somewhere today. Do something different. I love you. I'll see you at 6:30 morning.